Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, yes. Burning up his fuse out there alone. The great spamming again. Mick Williams, Cyberline, with you live from Main Mission Moon. On the pass down from Space Center Houston, Johnson Space Center. Little soggy, little less froggy down here.
Yep.
But we're enjoying the place. So, we got to talk about the stuff. Now, we have to have a preface of this. Everybody thinks this flew to the moon. It did not.
Really? But, I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either. Until somebody, don't you just love your idols and things that you enjoy and people try to tear them down? And the space program is no different because there's always this thing about, Tang flew to the moon. No, it didn't. And found out it's half true.
What's half? Okay.
This is how Tang got a part of the synonymous with the space program. When John Glenn orbited the Earth, and I don't know why, but when they packed provisions for him in the capsule, one of them was Tang.
Hmm.
So, yeah, they had the space packets that they were doing the food and everything. So yep. He was drinking Tang while orbiting the Earth.
And okay.
And then people found out about it. And, of course, Tang took it and ran with it. Back then it was owned by General Foods. Now it's owned by Kraft. I'm sorry. It's now owned by Mondelez, which is the part of Kraft that broke off that has all the beverages, the Oreo cookies, and all the confectionaries and Schweppes and all of that. So here we are 50 years later. And in our hands are bottled water filled with Tang. But not just any old Tang, because you remember back in the days, you had to go put a couple spoons into a jar.
Sure.
Pour it into water, throw it on ice, and you got Tang. Well, not anymore, man, because we got these little squeeze bottles now. And they are concentrated liquid Tang.
That is brilliant. It makes it a lot easier.
And this thing will make 24-8 fluid ounce glasses. And they're fantastic. Now, I also found, and I still can't find it to this day, you know, they have those little pouches of, I forget what the drinks are. There's a whole bunch of them. But they're like little foil pouches, and they got a straw on the side, and you poke the pouch with a straw, and kids would suck the juice out of them or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, one of those
Capri Sun.
Capri Sun, thank you. There's a couple others, too. They actually had the Tang in those. I got a box one time of like 12 of them. It was great because I could put them in the freezer, throw them in my backpack, go to work, and have Tang. Well, I haven't been able to find them. I guess they stopped making them. And then this thing comes out, and this is fantastic. Because you can have Tang anytime. And what's cool about it is you don't have the grit like you had with the old Tang.
Right, right.
Because for some reason, no matter how hard you tried, it would have this grit at the bottom of the glass.
You always had that layer of sugar or whatever it was at the bottom. But But that was part of the Tang experience.
Yes, it was.
I mean, this is
like
now, I'm not sure. You know, we don't have the true Tang experience here tonight without having that little last bit of gulp that it came through.
Sure. That grit at the bottom is like the Coke burn in the original Coke. You know, it's real when it's like, ah, Coke burn, right? So I was at the 35th anniversary of the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
And the press was a special section that even on the tours nobody goes to. This was like an auditorium. They were running the old NASA films, had a whole bunch of memorabilia, newspapers, a J2 unit that you could walk up and touch. It was fantastic. And the engineers got one of those big old huge igloos like you see on construction worker sites. They got in the back of the truck and got the little cups, and they get water out of it, you know, when they're working.
Uh-huh.
They made a whole thing of this stuff of Tang. Uh-huh. And they're passing it out to the reporters and the press. And it was fantastic.
You know, there's so many people out there that are wondering what you're talking about. I mean, I know you explained a little bit of it, but frankly, the commercials out there about Tang, they were all about the moon.
Oh, yeah.
And you're talking about people, I mean,
promoted the hell out of
every Tang commercial was a moon commercial.
Yeah.
Showing people walking on the moon, showing people all about the moon. So whether it was just the rockets taking off, everywhere. So the Tang and the moon landing, I mean, they went hand in hand. The whole space program.
They did. And Tang promoted the heck out of them. They went through and advertised and everything. That was one of them. It wasn't CBS. I want to say it was ABC. They had that desk. All of them had that desk that they worked from, you know, in the studio. And I believe it was ABC had the Tang logo.
Mm-hmm.
Plastered across. I mean, they like screwed it into the desk.
Right. Yeah.
And they sponsored the ABC side. There wasn't a sponsor that popped up on the CBS side. Why that is, I don't know, but maybe Walter had a hand in it.
Sure. But all us kids, you know, we're drinking Tang, you know, pretending like we're walking on the moon and everything. It was just something that was.
But the funniest thing about that whole deal with the engineers who made this Tang, that was like, it was like the holy grail of Tang. I never had Tang like it. And all of us started asking, what's the secret? What's the parts of Tang, the parts to water, and all this?
It's the grit.
And the engineers looked at us, they're handing out, and it says, if we told you, we'd have to kill you. It's a classified secret. And we're all laughing, of course, that shut up and drink your Tang. We went through. But, I mean, this is the closest in this bottle. And maybe it's what they used. I don't know. But this is the closest that I found. And you can get this in any store. It's, I think I got it at Kroger for like $2, $3, something like that.
Boy, it's a lot cheaper. I mean, because it's so small. And you know, you look at things like that. That light right there is like probably a product of NASA that they've been able to concentrate it so much.
Probably did, I mean, think about it.
They probably sent it up there today in that kind of form.
Yeah. And then you still have the old grit Tang. It's in a different jar now because it used to be glass. Then it was plastic. Now they have that jar, you know, just like you have the Country Time lemonade where you screw it up and you turn it over and it's got the little marks inside the cup that shows you how much for how much water and all that. It's got a measuring thing in the cup. And that's basically what Tang comes in now is that plastic piece and be able to do that. And I think it costs, it'll make like a half gallon when you're done for, I think, $3.98, $4.98, something like that. I know that Kroger had a big ad for the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And they had both the squeeze bottle Tang and the original grit Tang for part of the ad. Now, here's something else we got to talk about. This right here. We're going to have pictures of this up on the Cyberline site. Mm-hmm. Tell them what that is.
Let's see. 50th anniversary marshmallow moon landing anniversary. Yeah. It's a special Oreo set of Oreo cookies that are based on that moon landing.
They've got on the cookie, they've stamped stars and a moon.
They do. And it's got authentic moon dust color icing.
The icing is kind of moon dust. And they had this.
It's purple.
And my friend Bic Nguyen, who is a Facebook friend of mine and a wonderful woman, just recently got married. She is like in communications. She's worked for Kroger, 30 years since she's out of high school. We both graduated the same year. She's down in Houston now, and she's a communications director. They had a hell of a party. And they actually had some of the bakery make a moon cake. Got an astronaut on it.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic. I'm going to see if I can get the pictures and put them up on Cyberline page as well. And it had two plaques. One was, you know, Neil's, that's one small step for man. And the other one was the plaque that was on the limb where, you know, it says, we came in peace for all mankind. Got a picture of him standing in a moonscape, got the flag and everything.
You know, there is such a controversy about what he said, you know, what he actually said, or did he mean to say it, or did they really have the tape that has, because he, supposedly he was going to say, there, that's one small step for a man.
He mentioned it. If you go up on CBSN, the 60 Minutes deal, well, in fact, if you see that special they did last week, Man on the Moon was part of it as well. Ed Bradley, I think it was the 2005, interviewed Armstrong. And he told him, basically, it was a screw-up. He said, I meant to say this, but I was kind of in awe. Lost my place.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you.
His last one small step for man. Holy crap, I'm on the moon. One giant leap for mankind. That's kind of what was going through his head. And then I realized Tom Stafford, who flew later on and was also part of the Apollo-Soyuz test project with Deke Slayton, the Russians, because he's from Oklahoma, and he has an Oklahoma draw, Alexei Krikalev was on the Soyuz side, and he says, we spoke three different languages in that capsule. We spoke Russian, American, and Oklahomiansky. Because they couldn't decipher Stafford's Oklahoman drawl half the time.
How funny.
And Deke had to explain it to him. Says he wants to go to the bathroom. Oh, da, da! You know? Like, but it's what I said. Yeah, roll with it, roll with it. You know? Kind of thing. But
well, those words are etched in our mind forever, and that is that's one small step for man. And even if it was not the way that he intended it, man, I will just tell you what, we'll just never forget those words. And we knew what he meant.
Oh, yeah. And the thing with the plaque, I thought that was a one-time deal. I was doing some reading up on trivia today. Mm-hmm. Each limb has its own plaque.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And they all look the same. And they have different wording, and, of course, Richard Nixon's signature and the three astronauts that were on the mission. And then it has the two, the 11 has the two Earth hemispheres, and then it changed to the Earth to the Moon in the previous plaques, except for Apollo 13, because it had two plaques. One was the original that was on the limb, and remember the guy got switched because he got a cold or something, and the swigert went on?
Oh,
well,
that's right.
The
yeah.
first guy was already on the plaque on the limb. So they made a temporary plaque so that when Lovell got off the limb, he was going to put that plaque on instead so that it had the correct crew. But, of course, they never made it to the moon. So he took both plaques and he kept them as souvenirs.
Ah. Well, you know, he should. I mean, Apollo 13, was one.
I'm sure they got a lot of souvenirs out of that deal.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Say, don't do this again.
You know, and... And for, you know, if you guys haven't seen Apollo 13, I mean, that's a movie you need to go back and watch.
And speaking of which, have you seen Apollo 11?
I have not.
If you can catch CNN, it's running around. Charlie had it on the DVR and we were looking at it the other night. They took 70 millimeter film of the whole mission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're there. It's amazing. It's pristine. And, of course, they've shown it in theaters back in November. And because of the anniversary of the moon landing, they're having select cities across the country are showing it. In fact, the Grapevine Mills AMC 30, which is down in Dallas, you know, over there by 635 in the Outlet Mall, has it. It's been running. I'll have to look at Fandango. You can look this up in Fandango, folks. Just type in Apollo 11, your zip code, and it'll tell you if it's in your area. But they had a 3 o'clock showing. And our buddy Andy Dangerman Tarkson was there in person. And he was on Facebook just going, my God, there's so many things I didn't know. I can't believe this thing is wonderful. Oh, darn it, it's on CNN tonight? Well, still, I liked it in the theater.
Right.
And I said, CNN, dude, I'll wait for Blu-ray. Because you know there's going to be commercials peppered all through that thing. But I think CNN had a hand in it or something. I've heard two different stories. But they've been running it. And it's fantastic. And if you get a chance to see it, whether you watch it on CNN or you want to wait for the Blu-ray, because now it's been out since November, once they get through this phase to commemorate the 50th anniversary, I'm sure it's going to start showing up in 4K and everything else and digital, and you'll be able to watch it as well. But, yeah, the Tang, every year, July 20th, got to have a glass of Tang. And sadly, Geezer's not here, but really, really wished that he was, because I'm sure there's like 50,000 things he'd be going on about, because he said, well, you know, I was there, and
right.
hearing all of the stories. And fortunately, didn't get that chance. But we're going to talk about some other things tonight, too. We're going to talk about stock market, what stocks were like back in the day and where they are now. Also, as we come into this new realm of not only back in the day, NASA, you know, was in charge, hired a bunch of contractors. But now, not only is NASA in charge, but now we've got privatized guys coming in. Uh-huh. That are going to make a profit off of space. And there's some really good stuff we're going to talk about that you can be in a lookout on. And if you play your cards right, you could get into some of these companies. A lot of them are private, but a lot of them are looking to do IPOs. And I cannot wait till SpaceX goes public.
Yeah.
I am so there. And so we're going to talk about how you could profit and be a part of the moon landing and beyond as well, just by being pen action in the stock market. And so we're going to talk about that. And we've got some trivia and some other things from Apollo. And we're also going to talk about new companies. There's SpaceX. Yes, there's Blue Origin. But there's a whole bunch of other companies that are coming in. And have you ever heard of Space Angels?
I have not.
No, we're not goofy in the command module, seeing flashes of light, thinking there's UFOs. There are actually Space Angels. And we're going to talk about that tonight.
Okay.
Because they're going to play playing a very pivotal part in us getting to the moon and beyond.
Okay. So they're like sponsors. Is that what a space angel is?
Kind of, sort of.
I hope so.
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about that tonight as well.
I would say, you know, I'm glad that President Trump is moving us in that direction because, frankly, the program has stalled for so long. I do want to see government backing in getting us back to the moon, getting us to Mars, because there's been for so many, many years that they've just said, let's not. It's bothering me.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back, because as you look at 50 years ago and 50 years later, there's not much difference.
Right.
And we can talk a little bit about that as well, and the AP thing that... I don't really believe.
I want my flying car, too, by the way.
Well, that comes later. We'll be right back. Listen to McWilliams Cyberlife.
Gemini 4, the first space walk. Gemini 8, the first space docking. Apollo 11, the first man on the moon. Milestones of NASA manned spaceflight. And aboard all of them, Tang instant breakfast drink, with its delicious natural orange flavor and full day's supply of vitamin C in every glass. Good, nutritious Tang.
Shut up,
for spacemen and Earth families.
So I'm also off tomorrow, and I go back Monday. So I was off for the whole duration of the time. Oh. I'm not hearing anything.
Yep, me either. Are we on?
Okay, there we are. Sorry.
Hey, Chris, are we on?
Oh.
Ah, okay.
Thank you. Anyway,
oops,
sorry
that happens.
About that. We didn't hear any music.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a little bit of a surprise.
It's live radio. What can I tell you? Anyway, we were talking about a whole deal 50 years ago and 50 years today. And it was McWilliams Cyberland, by the way, since we missed the music. So,
by the way, there were 6 moon landings. And that's what I was looking at while during break. I was looking it up. And, you know, obviously the notable one, you know, 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17, where we actually landed on the moon. So. And then the notable one that's missing is Apollo 13, where they had all that stuff go wrong. Houston, we have a problem.
And we were supposed to go out to 20, but then they killed it with Apollo 17, I think it was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then Nixon signed off on it. And, we're going to do this little fly thing that looks like a bird and do that.
And also during the break, we were talking about, because I had remembered, I definitely remember seeing this stuff in school where they stopped it.
Yeah.
And Mick was saying, no, they, you know, he didn't remember doing the same thing. And we started, I started looking through at the dates. At least the initial moon landing was in July. So it wouldn't have been during school, but they did have later ones that were.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You probably saw that. Yeah. And they did bring in the TV and stuff because it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
It was all science-y and, you know, American. You had a TV in American government. You could have a TV in science. You have a TV in math even because, you know, it's all mathematics. It's got to make it done. So here TV, everywhere TV.
And, you know, it's something that you aspire to. And we were just in awe of this stuff. And being able to watch the astronauts, I mean, literally, you're seeing a picture, I'm not sure how delayed it was, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe, to get from the here to the moon, to get up to the satellites, to come over. Really, just seconds? I guess, yeah, you're right about that. But
because the transmission of radio back and forth to the moon, there's like a couple second delay.
Yeah,
TV might have been a little bit more, because you got satellite and all of that. But, yeah, you know, you... Now, that's Mars. Well, that's going to be a big difference because you're talking on average of 20 minutes one way.
Yeah.
And how they're going to...
Wasn't thinking it through. Good point. But to watch this stuff just moments after it was happening and to be able to see, you know, a person set foot on the moon.
Yeah.
And, yes, when you're a kid and you're watching this stuff and they're actually doing this stuff for the first time, it's amazing. It's mind-blowing. It is an experience that you don't ever forget. So all of these things where they're stepping, where they're landing on the moon and doing all of these amazing things that no one had ever done before. We're watching this stuff, and even as kids, we knew the impact of this. And I'm hoping that with this 50th anniversary, I would love to see a renewed effort on going back to the moon.
I think we're going to get a renewed effort this time because now we have private people on board, which we'll talk about later in the next hour. But 50 years ago, they had all of these, I guess you would say, surveys that, you know, we were in a war. We're trying to go to the moon. Everybody was complaining about, why are we going to the moon? We take that money and feed the poor. Da, 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 da. And then here we are forward 50 years later. We're divided. We're in a war. More divided than we probably were in the 60s. And then on top of that, we're back to this, you know, the environment and fight climate change and all that other crap. So we're kind of starting up again with newer equipment. And one of the things Michael Collins said, you know, I heard those same stories too, but you know what? What if the pilgrims came and it's just Jamestown and Plymouth and that was it? Mm-hmm. Or worse off, what if Christopher Columbus came to the New World, did his thing, went back, and nobody came back?
Right.
We wouldn't have gone west. We wouldn't be here.
I don't know why we're not on Mars yet.
Well, we're going to get there. All right, we're going to take out local news, national news, come back hour two, and talk about all sorts of things being with Apollo and what's happening now to get us back to the moon. Around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, listen to Mick Williams Cyberline on the USA Radio Network.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.